the male animal, you call him a
bull.
Call what?
Bull.
Let's get with it. Yeah.
Bull.
Okay.
Bull.
Can you recall having heard maybe years ago when people were more genteel and polite, if you were in mixed company and that term came up, would they sidestep bull and say something else?
Male.
Just the male. Okay.
Sire, maybe.
Or any special terms that a farmer might use other than bull? Okay. And the animal that you keep for milk, that would just be?
Milk cow.
Say, before tractors weren't used very much, animals that you might plow with?
Maybe mules.
Anything besides that?
Jackasses.
Okay. Or these massive animals that look like bulls.
Draft horses.
Or, well, not a horse, really. Very big old animals.
Ox.
Yeah.
Oxen.
What would you call two of those hitched together? You'd have a...
Oxen.
You'd have a what of oxen?
Team of oxen. One ox would be ox. Yeah. Two ox would be oxen.
And two hitched together you call...
Right there, what you breathe is called oxygen.
Sure. And what, again, talking about cattle, a small one, you call that a...
calf.
Okay. Do you make any distinction between male and female calf? Wouldn't necessarily say bull calf, heifer calf.
You might, yeah.
Say what?
Heifer or bull, yeah, you might say that if you want to.
Okay. Say, for a hypothetical situation here, you had a cow named Daisy, and Daisy was expecting a calf. You'd say that Daisy's going to...
calve.
Anything else for that? Bird.
Give birth.
Okay. What about, you ever heard of Daisy's going freshen or come fresh or drop a calf?
Perhaps, huh?
It's not familiar with
that. Not familiar with that, no.
Okay. Talking about horses, a male horse, you call him a...
just a horse, I guess.
Any other...
stud, maybe. You might call him a stud.
Is that more of a term that you'd use talking about breeding horses?
Mm-hmm.
What about stallion?
I'd say that's a male horse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a female? What'd you call a female horse?
A dame?
Okay.
I really don't know.
Mare,
yeah, mare.
More than one horse. Before you got two.
Horse.
Do what?
Horses.
Okay. What do you say you do? You get on a horse and you begin to... you begin to what?
Ride.
In the past, yesterday I...
rode.
And I've...
ridden.
Say you couldn't stay on the horse. You say that you fell...
off. Flat on your face.
Right. Or if a little kid woke up in the morning and he was lying on the floor, and I said, well, in the night I must have
fallen out of the bed.
And these things that you put on horses' feet to protect them.
Shoes.
Uh-huh. Any other?
Sneakers.
Anything besides shoes? What about if you wanted to make sure that somebody knew that you were talking about shoes for horse, you'd call them?
Horseshoes.
Mm. What about a game that you play with those things?
Horseshoes.
Same thing. Okay.
All right. Or pitching shoes.
Mm. What about the part of the horse's foot that you put those on? Call it the...
hoof.
What about the plural you got for?
Hooves.